USDA's National Ag Statistics Service has released its highly anticipated August crop production report. After planting the most acres to corn in 63 years, the report shows U.S. corn growers are on their way to harvesting 85.4 million acres of corn for grain, the most since 1933. And Jeff Guider, chief of the NAS Crops Branch, says USDA believes that will translate into a record crop.
If what we're forecasting this month turns out to happen, it'll be a record production. 13.1 billion bushels. We're estimating 152.8 bushels per acre. It's 2.5% higher than what we had last year, but it is the second highest. The highest yield was 160 back in 2004.
As for production, Guider says the 13.1 billion bushel crop would top 2006 by 24%, 2005 by 17%, and the previous record set in 2004 by 10.6%. But he notes the soybean production numbers reflect the big jump in corn production. After planting the lowest area to soybeans in more than a decade, growers are experiencing lower yields per acre. He says yields are lower than 2006 throughout most of the Atlantic Coast states, most of the Corn Belt, and the Tennessee Valley, with area for harvest down to 63.3 million acres.
There was almost a corresponding decrease in soybeans, not exact, but we knew soybean acres was down about 15% from our earlier report in June. We're looking at almost a 3% decrease in yield on soybeans, so the resulting decrease in production is about 18% down from last year.
That's a production forecast of 2.63 billion bushels, with yields expected average 41.4 bushels per acre. And Guider says the story is similar for cotton.
Cotton numbers are also down, acreage, yield, production, the whole everything. Planted acres is down about 30% from last year. We knew a lot of those acres are being diverted to corn. We didn't know what the yield would be, but we're looking at about a 4% decrease from last year. We're estimating the yield to be 783 pounds per acre, and that results in about 17.3 million bales. That's about 20% less than last year.
All wheat production is also down. Guider says there's a small 1% decline from the July forecast to 2.11 billion bushels, but he notes that's still a 17% increase from 2006. But when broken down, Guider says wheat is really a mixed bag.
Winter wheat, of course, is just about over, and we're actually showing just about 0.3 of a bushel change from last month, and that's just a minor adjustment based on some later information than we got. And the spring wheat, Montana's expecting a little bit of a decrease from what we had before, whereas North Dakota and Minnesota are looking at a little bit of an increase. All depends on the moisture that they get. Montana's been a little bit hot and dry, and North Dakota and Minnesota has had a little bit more moisture.
The NAS crop production forecast is based on farm operator surveys and actual field counts conducted between July 23rd and August 6th. For a look at Friday's report, go online to www.nas.usda.gov. Reporting for USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, I'm Stacia Cudd.